Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
I met him a couple of times.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Whose tickets did they buy? Were there 2,000 just unbought? So did they go on the secondary ticket market? Or were there really like 2,000 seats available for game six?
The Rich Eisen Show.
Knicks win the series at six, and the Knicks are advancing to round number two.
Earlier on the show, Fox Sports NBA analyst Jim Jackson, Bucks linebacker Lavonte David. Coming up, actor and comedian Jim Gaffigan. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Lavonte David of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers was in studio with us in hour number two. Great chat with him. Hour one, Jim Jackson broke down last night's series sealing wins for the Pacers and the Knicks to advance into the second round and face one another for the right to take on the winner of the Celtics and soon to be Orlando Magic / Cavaliers series. If you missed any of those conversations, don't worry. We got you covered right here on the Roku channel. As soon as this hour is over, we will re-air. We wheel, as they say back in the old Sports Center days. The wheel on the Roku channel keeps on turning. You know what I'm saying? Careful. We don't have the rights. So we've got ourselves a fun third hour, though, to get to in advance of us wheeling throughout the rest of the day. And then there's our YouTube feed, which is white hot right now with all the Seinfeld videos from Jerry's appearance yesterday in support of the new film Unfrosted, which is available on Netflix today. And you can watch that through the Roku portal as we speak, but don't do it now. I mean, we've got the third hour of this show.
Yeah, I mean, wait a minute.
Jim Gaffigan is in this film. He plays Edsel Kellogg III, who I don't believe is the real first name of the man who ran Kellogg's back in the 60s. You want to look that up?
Well, Edsel is the name of Ford's son, and they made a car, which was the worst-selling car
correct.
Of all time.
Yeah. As I told Jerry when he was here yesterday, I don't know what in this movie to believe or not. You know? Like, how based on reality is truly this story of trying to be the first to a Pop-Tart between Kellogg's and Post? And at any rate, Jim plays the guy who runs Kellogg's.
Man, Kellogg had a lot of people in their family.
I'm sure they did.
No one named Edsel.
So it's not true.
Not true.
Okay. So I don't know how Jim based his role here.
John Harvey Kellogg.
Okay, very good.
I think is the main Kellogg.
All right.
Oh, good.
Anyway, Jim's in our green room right now. I think this is his third appearance in the history of this show in studio. And he was on the stage last night at the Hollywood Bowl in the Netflix is a joke debut of the 2-week-long comedy festival here in town. He and Seinfeld and Nate Bargatze and Sebastian Maniscalco. Susie and I went last night. Absolutely side-splitting, jaw-hurting, hilarious.
Power ranked the comedians last night.
I will not do that.
Why?
What are you talking about? I'm not power ranking.
Why
them.
Not?
They were all equally hilarious, and I loved them all.
I think it'd be an easy list.
The funny thing is what they did, though, is that they put four ping pong balls, I think they were ping pong balls, in a hat and chose the order that all four of them came out to start.
Oh, that's funny.
We were wondering about
that. They decided that they weren't going to just choose in advance, that it was going to be completely random.
Okay.
And then whoever went first was going to leave the stage and then be properly introduced by the three of them.
All right, so what was the order?
So Nate Bargatze got one.
Okay.
Sebastian Maniscalco got two. Gaffigan got three, and Seinfeld got four.
Nice.
And my God, it was fantastic. It was fantastic.
But do you think that Jerry getting four was the equivalent of the Knicks card for Ewing? Like it was frozen.
You felt the frozen.
Or, yeah.
It was a fix, is what you're saying?
I'm asking.
I don't know about that. How dare you. Jim is also not only here in support of his Barely Alive tour, which you should see. My God. Again, we saw, it was, I think you did a 30-minute set last night. If that's even a third of what you'd see on tour, you got to go to jimgaffigan.com. And then there's his new bourbon. Everybody's got liquor. There it is. Father Time.
Amazing.
And it's his bourbon. And I do believe he would like us to try some when he comes out shortly.
Even better.
Last time we drank on this show was when Bert Kreischer and Tom Segura brought vodka to the set at the Super Bowl.
And we drank a whole bottle with Kenny Chesney, Gronk, and Edelman.
But I do
and
believe...
I spit up over Brocklin's computer.
But Jim has BYOG. He brought his own glasses.
Oh.
So we're not going to do it to the face, to use the Kreischer term.
Right.
Like gentlemen.
They're going to drink like gentlemen.
Well, I always like to have a little bourbon in my tea, so this is perfect.
Very good.
That was... wild.
So that's what that's what's coming up here on the show.
To the face.
To the face.
That's what they were screaming. That's what they were screaming, right?
To the face.
And then speaking of Brady roast.
I still have that bottle, by the way.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we bought it back
and sitting
back
up here.
I don't know if that's what got me so violently ill 3 days later that I was vomiting into the bucket to my right.
Possible.
That happened.
I saw it.
Possible.
It's tough to unsee.
I'm looking right there.
By the way, how did I not get nominated for an Emmy off of just interviewing Dan Orlovsky and then vomiting in the middle of it, and you didn't even know?
Well, that
nobody will ever know.
Could be on next year's reel.
Oh,
right?
Next year's reel.
It's calendar year.
No,
is that what it is?
I think it was before it came out.
And do we include? Mike Hoskins is our coordinating producer, who's in charge of all this stuff. Do you put it in the notes? Rich vomited in the middle of this interview. Do you put that in the notes?
Yeah, context.
Oh, it's context.
Yeah, it's context.
By the way, no greater context than Rich had a violently ill moment in the middle of this interview.
Because people got to understand why I took over What's More Likely all of a sudden out of nowhere.
And then
as soon as he finished the show, by the way, she was Rivera. Mariano came in.
Throw the pen.
She came right.
Let's go.
You brought the Hall of Fame closer in.
Bring it in.
Normally, she can't wait till I'm out of the chair so she can get in this thing because she loves doing the show. But even then, she was feeling for me.
Hold on a second.
Kind of until you left.
Woj bomb.
What? Okay.
Darvin Ham fired.
Oh gosh.
Man. You kind of knew that was coming.
Wow. But... 2 seasons in.
Wow.
How about the names they're being
thrown?
By the way,
Ham
I love this rumor.
Fired.
Have you heard the rumor?
Hold on a second. Let's just handle this as we see fit here. That he went 9-12 in his playoff appearances. In his first two, and that's the third worst win percentage of any Lakers head coach in his first two career playoff appearances. Del Harris was 6-8. You know who's worst is Jerry West at 5-9. Jerry West. This is the friggin' logo.
Well, that's what I'm just saying.
I know you didn't want to do that. The only Lakers head coaches below 500 in that span of the first two seasons as a Laker head coach. And so, of course, everyone's going to say, well, LeBron wanted it this way, and that's going to be at 1 million percent.
The hot rumor is that
Tonight's Clippers coach is going to take the job.
Well, also, the reason why he started a podcast with this person was to groom him to be the next head coach, J.J. Redick.
That's the rumor.
Oh, is that right?
The Hornets have apparently
They have a podcast
out
together now? So, you know, he's kind of picking his brain and making sure he's, you know,
that's
good,
crazy
good
talk.
Enough to coach.
The few teams apparently have reached out to
So
JJ.
Wait a minute. So hold on a second. Two things first. It's unfortunate that Darvin had this happen.
Yeah.
He was 90-74. He was in the Western Conference Finals last year. My goodness gracious.
You know, complaints about rotation and in-game adjustments. That's been, you know, plagued him this year, but
I hear you. The guy went to the Western Conference Finals last year.
Every game at halftime against the Nuggets.
It's just a brutal business, man. Which is why you'd have to wonder why J.J. Redick would want to leave a burgeoning television career.
Yeah, probably for $20 million a year.
I guess so. All right, sure. And also to be LeBron's last head coach in LeBron's career?
I don't know.
Which is crazy.
I guess.
I think LeBron's had 4 head coaches since he's been a Laker, if I'm not mistaken. Like,
all hand chosen?
Kind of.
Wow. The Lakers go to the Western Conference Finals last season. And then this season, struggle, but then dominate the in-season tournament to the point where you see at least... Listen, I know it's... people have their fun with the in-season tournament, and all it really was is just winning enough regular season games to be hot and then go to Vegas and win two games.
Right.
But they did show in those games how stout they can be.
Yeah.
And then the last few weeks of the season, they played better. They played better. And then Jamal Murray buzzer-beated him twice. The defending champs got all they could handle in many different ways from the Los Angeles Lakers. So there's just, as always, there's an iceberg, and we just see the tip. And down the street, there was an iceberg that we didn't see all of it. And this is just, again, it's a tough gig. It is a really tough gig to be the Los Angeles Lakers head coach. So who's next? Is it really the hot? I'm reading is it's tonight's Lakers, Clippers head coach. That's the guy who LeBron won a title with.
I think those are the two biggest, favorites.
You know, I read a story the other day, or actually it was earlier today, that someone's like, their dream scenario would be to have Lou and then have Redick and Rajon Rondo as assistant coaches.
Redick would be an assistant?
I mean, look, that's someone.
Why would he leave the main NBA broadcast when ESPN and ABC is about to re-up?
It's about challenges in life, I guess, really. Like, he's proven he can do that.
Right. So all you got to do is just take the team to the Western Conference Finals in your first year and get fired the next?
So 3 hours ago, J.J. Redick was the betting favorite. Him and Ty Lue basically the same odds.
The problem and I like J.J. Redick. I mean, obviously, if you've watched any of that pod with him and LeBron, it's almost too smart. You know, like, these guys are talking basketball at the highest possible level. And I can imagine a lot of people can't keep up with the things that they're talking about. So, you know, he's got a brilliant mind for the game. But we got to remember, the Lakers did this with Steve Nash. He took a point guard, very smart, very well liked. Players were like, he's the guy. First time, wasn't that his first coaching gig? I don't know.
Then Frank Vogel and obviously Darvin Ham in the mix now. And now he's out. And so if J.J. Redick does, in fact, take this job, let's just throw it out there, since you're saying it's an odds-on favorite, right? And why all of a sudden did they have a podcast together?
Right.
Then, do you remember Spinal Tap, the movie Spinal Tap? Remember that?
Pretty much.
Chris, do you ever see it? You never saw it?
No.
You got to see it. Yeah. Certainly they're remaking it.
Yeah.
They're having a continuation of it. Yeah, they're going to do it. I think Rob Bronner's directing it, too.
So they're going to go to the speakers going to go to 12 now?
A mock documentary, right, on a band, you know, a punk rock band, right? Or a metal band, pardon me. And so the drummer constantly had something befall him, right? I think Ed Begley was the drummer when they were in their 60s phase. So the drummer from Spinal Tap always either imploded, like literally blew up behind the drum set, or something happened to the drummer. That is the third chair of the NBA on ESPN on ABC broadcast team right now.
Right.
Or let's just say, if you want to be a head coach in the NBA, take that job.
Yeah.
Because Doc did.
Stepping stone.
It's a gateway.
And that would be two in a row. And of course, Mark Jackson would be just, and Van Gundy would be just in time for us to leave.
Yeah.
Wow. Should hire one. So Darvin Ham, according to Woj, which means it's true, down the street, just found out that he is out. The Los Angeles Lakers, the Tiffany franchise of the association, in what appears to be LeBron's final year or two of his all-time great playing career. That job is open for business. Wow. And who's going to take it? And we just found that out live right here on the Rich Eisen Show. Everybody on hold, stay on hold. We're going to take your calls before the end of the show. But when we come back, Jim Gaffigan is here, people. Cannot wait. He was brilliant last night at the Hollywood Bowl. Cannot wait to chat with him here in support of Unfrosted, which you could see on Netflix right here on Roku. And then, guys, are you ready? I think I should break the seal here. Should I break the seal now?
Get out.
All right, we're breaking the seal. Okay. We're breaking the seal on
nice
Father Time.
Father Time.
Father Time.
Let's do it.
Which is an interesting name for a bourbon, right?
Yeah, I like it. I think it's a great name. Yeah.
Oh, you're going to like this. Ooh. You're a bourbon drinker, are
like
you not?
It. Yeah, I am.
You know, I'm more red wine than bourbon.
Let's do it.
Okay.
I don't know about 11:15.
Okay.
But,
what are you talking about? We did it in Vegas. I mean, we did it in, we did it the
Super Bowl. I know, but we were in Vegas. It's a little bit different than
what does that mean?
In Vegas and then at home.
What does that mean?
In Vegas, there's no clocks. There's no time.
Sarah's not
time
watching. Sarah's
still.
Not watching, if
no,
that's a concern.
She's on a Zoom with the shirtless Gronk.
Okay, great. Good to know. That's that's a Netflix is a joke. Gig too, right?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
By the way, Rich, a caller name real quickly. A caller named Diane called in to Adam in the back.
Yes,
said she had tickets to the roast.
Uh huh.
She can't go, and she gave her tickets to Adam.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
That's very nice.
Adam's going.
Oh, is he really? What a heartwarming story. All right, let's take a break. That's a shame. Jim Gaffigan's here, people. Let's take a break. When we come back, let's have some fun with one of the funniest guys on the planet. Battle Creek, Michigan, 1963. Kellogg's and Post, sworn cereal rivals, race to create a pastry that will change the face of breakfast forever. A wildly imaginative tale of ambition, betrayal, and menacing milkmen, sweetened with artificial ingredients. Unfrosted stars Jerry Seinfeld in his directorial film debut. It features a supporting cast of comedy greats, including Melissa McCarthy, Jim Gaffigan, Hugh Grant, Amy Schumer, Max Greenfield, Christian Slater, Sarah Cooper, Bill Burr, and many more. Streaming right now on Netflix. Let's talk Game Time. Boy, do we love using Game Time tickets at the Rich Eisen Show. And every single time I've been watching the basketball playoffs on TV, I've been wondering what it would be like to be at these games. And when you choose your tickets on Game Time, you can see the view from your seat, where the court is, where you are in relation to it. And then the all-in prices, that's my favorite feature. The all-in prices makes sure that you see the lowest price guarantee and also know exactly how much everything costs all in before you purchase. So all the guesswork is removed when you buy playoff tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account, redeem my code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed. Jim Gaffigan here on the Rich Eisen Show. Unfrosted, we just saw a clip of it, telling my radio audience now. Written and directed and produced by Jerry Seinfeld, who was here in support of it yesterday. And the man who runs the Kellogg empire in the film, Jim Gaffigan, is here. You were hilarious last night, man. All four of you guys at the Hollywood Bowl.
Thanks. Yeah.
Was spectacular.
It's such an, just a strange experience, but so fun. And there was... Last night was pretty electric because it felt like it was hot from the beginning, right? We just walked out and people were having a good time.
Yeah.
And it was amazing.
And it really was four ping pong balls and a hat?
Yeah.
Is that what it was?
I mean, the great irony is like no one wants to go last and no one wants to go first. But in a way, Jerry should go last.
Yeah.
Because he is Jerry Seinfeld. He is this icon. And, but it was one of those things where I was convinced I was going to get first both nights, but I ended up getting third both nights.
This was not fixed.
No, it was not fixed at all. And we had talked about, should we do this where it's easy for Jerry just to be respectful of this comedy icon? Mm-hmm. And he was like, no, we'll just do it how it comes out. And
totally so, random. Why don't you totally want to go last? Because it's too long?
Some of it is you're just... And we didn't do too long of sets, but you were worried that there was going to be a fatigue with the audience. You know what I mean? Because getting into the Hollywood Bowl is like immigrating to another country. You know what I mean? So it's like...
And it ain't easy.
People come in, they have dinner, and then they bring blankets. It's like they're, it's like a tent city. You know what I mean? And so you worry if like people see a couple comics, they're like, all right, that's right. I got to go to work tomorrow. Maybe I should leave. So that's why you don't want to go last. But I feel like the momentum never really shifted.
Not at all. Not at all. And this was your first time playing the Hollywood Bowl?
Yes.
What does that look like when you see all these people just seemingly go all the way up to the back of the...
And they have photographs back there of shows from like the 40s.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, just insane.
Including Bugs Bunny. Bugs Bunny was at the Hollywood Bowl. It's one of my favorite Looney Tunes of all time.
It's
bizarre. I know, right?
Yeah. It's really amazing.
And again, it was really great. Part of the Netflix is a joke weeks here. You could, again, on Netflix, watch Unfrosted. What's it like being directed by Jerry Seinfeld? What was that like?
I'd say it's pretty surreal. I've worked with a bunch of directors, but knowing that Jerry is very precise and that he was very involved in the writing.
Yeah.
And so you're deferential. You know, I always want to be a good soldier when I'm on an acting project. But he's kind of very Aaron Sorkin-esque in that, like, it's not garbage, it's garbage. And you're like, didn't I say garbage? And he's like, garbage. And so
really,
he was precise, not in a ridiculous way, sure. But, you know, he is this genius. So you're like, all right, I'll do it how you want to do it.
Yeah, he was deconstructing jokes with us all, you know, appearance long when he was here yesterday.
So. No, definitely. And so then because he comes from that sitcom world where the writers are really have all the authority, it wasn't like his first, maybe it was his first official time directing, but right. He's, you know, very familiar with giving notes and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it was great.
Uh-huh. Okay. Fantastic. And so who did you base your character on, Jim? I mean, like, did you research serial executives?
I did. I mean, because some of it, there was a lot of table reads. And so obviously you want, as a creative person, you want to add value. So there was, and the serial world is bizarre. The history, it is crazy.
You really did look this up?
I totally did. Like, you know, the but of course Edsel is named after, you know, Henry Ford's, you know. And so the character I play is a little bit of my dad and a little bit of just that era. I mean, one of the things that I think is so interesting about this movie is you have all these comedians and you put them in the 60s and it works. I'm talking about like Burr, Cedric, Ronnie Chang. It's like they fit in this era, which is really an interesting thing when you consider that it was so long ago. But the fact that, you know, I'm a Midwestern guy and, you know, and Jerry, when he was talking about the project, I wanted to remain the good friend that didn't ask for anything. But on the inside, I was like, what's my damn part? You know what I mean? But so he offered it. He was like, yeah, it's got to be you. You know, you're the doughy Midwestern guy. You have to be a Midwestern CEO. So made sense.
So you took that as a compliment? You're the doughy Midwestern guy from Jerry Seinfeld?
I've seen mirrors. I'm not a fool. You know what I mean?
Although you do look really good.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank
you. Jim. You know, you talked about it last night in your act,
you
right?
Know, thank God for science, right?
You're on the what are you on right now?
I'm on Mounjaro.
And what did you call it last night?
It's 99% Big Pharma, 1% Little Jim. It's all the drug. And you know, I don't care if I, you know, I mean, I'm in my 50s. I don't, you know, it's like, what is the side effect? It's like my knees don't hurt. I love it.
And so what, but you said it sounded like what? You said, what was your line? That Mounjaro sounded like?
Oh, it sounds like an Italian restaurant. And welcome to Mounjaro. When you're here, you're not eating anything. It's so weird because I love my Italian character, but like Sebastian was there and I was like, is it rude to do it in front of I mean, by the way, how great was Sebastian?
Oh my God.
I mean, he is so funny.
When he said last night about going to the doctor's office, and that his sample is, you could read the newspaper through
and that
it.
Other proud of it. People's looks like scotch.
Scotch! And he said that if his ever looked like that, he would basically say, I'm just going to go home and die in my sleep.
Yeah.
And leave the rest of it to you. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
And it was so fun hanging out backstage watching each other, you know, watching Nate. I mean, Nate is just like a powerhouse.
Killing it. Right.
Powerhouse.
Now.
Unbelievable.
So you're watching everybody's set? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. So we would go into our, you know, there's the comedian hang room and we would watch each other's sets. And it was so fun. And like Jerry's laugh is really kind of special, you know, so it's like, ha ha, ha ha. You know what I mean? It's like, it feels like it has a different weight to it.
Well, I mean, it's you're confirmed if you're making Jerry Seinfeld laugh.
Yes, and I think also there's, you know, making a comedian laugh is a different task.
It's a tough thing to do. Okay. Well, listen, it was brilliant last night. Unfrosted. You could see it right here on the Roku portal through Netflix. Let's get to let's get to this.
So
boy, that's right here. What are we looking
this
at?
This is here. Hand me that.
Okay. There you go.
So this is
Father Time Bourbon.
Father Time Bourbon. And by the way, Bert and Tom's vodka, everyone should buy that. Uh-huh. But this is a different thing. This is a limited batch. This is, I was approached to do a celebrity spirit a couple times. Uh-huh. And I was like, I was worried because sometimes the celebrity spirits aren't good. Mm-hmm. And I also didn't want it to appear like a cash grab. And so I called a friend after the last time I was pitched, and I was like, from Louisville, from college.
Yes.
And I was like, can't we just buy a couple barrels and do our own? And he goes, yeah, we could. I mean, it might be a pain in the ass and you might lose money, but we can do it. And I was like, what's the worst thing that could happen? Because I know I'll like the taste of it.
Yes.
And it's, you know, and if we don't sell all of them, then I just have extra bottles of bourbon. I mean, of course, my wife's like, what are you doing? You have 5 children. You travel too much. Why are you going down to Kentucky and sampling? Because, you know, that's what men do. We need to have these sampling adventures. But each bottle is signed. So even if you don't drink, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a thing where you can have a bottle signed by me.
You're signing right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
It has been so authenticated.
Yes. And so now if we have glasses.
We do. You brought your own.
Yes. Now these glasses.
Yes.
To the real drunks out there, they know that, you know, there's famous quotes from authors, Winston Churchill. And so this whole label is inspired about my experience as a father and how it is. And, you know, like you're best dad ever, right?
Yes,
there's a certain irony behind it because we know that the mom is the hero of the story.
Of course. The center of all the universes.
There is something about being a dad that you know, when you become a father, you have a different perspective on your father. And then when your kids become teenagers, you have a different appreciation for alcohol. And so the quote glasses were kind of, you know, Churchill, there's great quotes from him. And I have all these, you know, around Father's Day, there's always articles that have these quotes from me about being a parent. And so we just put some on some glasses.
Yeah, this one says, most of fatherhood feels like going through customs with an outdated passport.
Right?
This one reads, raising kids may be a thankless job with ridiculous hours, but at least the pay sucks.
Yes. So here, we got to try it. Now, you're not a bourbon drinker.
Not particularly, but
this is going to change your life.
Okay.
And by the way, I think that, you know, there is something about, you know, the relationship. This is something that I think you can bond with your spouse. Because after you're married for 10 years, you're like, you look at the person, you're like, why am I even with you? and it's because you need to reconnect. And that's what this.
That's correct. This is all about reconnecting.
That's what this bourbon's about.
All right. So Jim Gaffigan's going to pour these.
Yes. And I think.
You got 4 glasses. Chris, you want to come on over
here?
Yes,
I'll have one.
And if anyone is, you know, sober, don't, you know.
Don't worry. No, we're not going to blow up our relationships
it's like,
over
it's
this.
Like 25 years sober, and now Jim Gaffigan's making me drink bourbon.
Okay, there you go.
But I am interested.
Do you want to bring that over to, cheers? TJ, come on over. You want some?
No.
There we go. There you go, TJ.
There we go.
Cheers.
Cheers, everybody.
All right, so hold on a second. Cheers.
Cheers, Jim.
Cheers. So take a seat. Take a seat, Jim. Like what do you say? You're the wordsmith here. So give us the toast. What's the toast here before we drink?
The toast is, I think, to fatherhood. It's the most important job we will fail at. Right.
No question about that.
And it's also, you know, being a man is weird. You know what I mean? It's like we used to, like in the 50s, there was a television show called Father Knows Best.
Yes, right.
And they would not make that show today.
Right. We don't know Jack.
And
Father knows Jack.
But try the bourbon. Okay. It's smooth. That's what I wanted it.
Smells delicious.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. Jim Gaffigan.
And it's
Let's go.
You know, alcohol is not the answer to all problems, but to most of them. Most of them. Anyway, I'm so excited. And again, this is just...
The glasses are amazing, too. So the glasses, you can get them with the alcohol.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's a set? A Jim Gaffigan?
I think you can get... They're separate, but...
Okay. Very good. Wow. It warms. This right? is warms. Yeah. Warms the elementary canal, sir.
It's nice. It's nice.
Right down the
I mean,
middle.
Your kids are still Woo. Young. You're gonna find that this is a very important medicine.
Oh, my gosh. This is good. I have an interesting question for you. How much of your own possessions that you brought to you? How long have you been married now?
20 years.
Okay, so I'm married 21. Okay.
Yeah.
So we're right around the same time. How many possessions of yours are in your house right now that you brought to the relationship?
Oh, wow. Gosh, I don't think much. I don't think much.
I have one chair.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's so interesting.
One chair. And it sits there like it's in the Smithsonian.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't think. And it's an artful looking chair, which is why I think it has survived this long.
Yeah, that's interesting. I think that we have my family's immigration papers framed. But, you know, I mean, you know, obviously my wife is very respectful.
Of course.
But, like... There is a little bit of when I bring things home. Like I did this Netflix is a joke festival. They gave us, you know, Air Jordans, and I'll bring them home. And she'll be like, "You bring them more junk in here?" And I'm like, "These are Air Jordans. These are probably a collector's item."
Right. But and they also serve a function.
Yes. Yes.
You know,
I can wear them. You know, right. We have three boys, you know, and they might want to wear these. So, But yeah, no, I would say that there's a different, it's a different experience, right?
Oh,
and then
sure.
And then you have buddies that never got married,
mm-hmm.
and you go over to their place, and they still have trophies from high school up, and you're like, you're 50. It was great that you were the most valuable defensive lineman, but I don't know if...
They don't have anybody in their lives to weed out their garbage.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so you don't have any, like there's no possession that's in your house right now that you brought to the relationship.
There's, you know, there's some decorative stuff, but okay. No, I think everything else has been bought since then. But, you know, like, I also think that the premise of buying a couch when I was single.
Yes.
You know, like I remember initially, like we were looking at a couch and it was like $2,000. I'm like, well, obviously we're not getting that one. That's $2,000. Do you know what I mean? Like, as a single guy, you're like, can't we just get a couch on the side of our road? But like when you're married, it has to be nice, right? And I have an 18-year-old son. I'm like, oh my God, was I like that? Because he's like, he's a slob. Like next level.
Oh yeah.
Next level. He is like pure caveman.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Like men have to be trained.
You were like that.
Yes.
There's
absolutely.
No question you were like that.
Absolutely.
There are times when I will tell my 15-year-old son and my 13-year-old son, you got to pick this stuff up. And I thought to myself, what a hypocrite I am right now.
Yeah.
I'm a total, complete, I shouldn't say this in front of cameras and everything like that, that my children can actually see this. They do have access to YouTube.
Yeah.
But I am a total, complete hypocrite.
Oh, yeah.
Because my stuff was on the floor all the time.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
It is weird how, like, it's you like just getting my son to sit upright and not like sit like this at the dinner table.
Right.
I'm like, what are you, Gollum? What are you doing? But like, and when I bring it up, it's not like I haven't brought it up for at least 17 years of his life.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always the first time. It's like, oh, all right. It's so fascinating. That's why there's bourbon.
That's why there's bourbon. Father time. And who's on it? Your grandfather's the photograph?
This is my grandfather, who mm-hmm. I never met, who's this hero. You know, like, I grew up and my grandfather was made dentures. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. You know, my dad went to college. He was the first one to go to college. But I did that show, Finding Your Roots.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that my grandfather, that guy on the phone and on the bottle, he broke the cycle of my family working in coal mines. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with working in coal mines.
Sure.
But he was like, his father wanted him, he could do anything, but not work in a coal mine.
Right.
So he is this hero that kind of pushed us, my family, after like 70 or 80 years, to a position to be in the middle class. So that's why I have them there.
Fantastic.
It's a tribute.
Everybody go get Father Time bourbon. By the way, it is treating right now here on the Rich Eisen Show. Ooh. No question about that. So I'll ask, what is your favorite joke of yours that you're telling right now?
Oh,
that
wow.
When you're going out for your gig and you're like, yeah, I really enjoy telling this one. Which is that right now?
You know, I think any comedian would say it's the most recent joke, but the one that I did about the Jews and juice last night.
Please tell that.
Which is, I have this whole thing about how kids are constantly embarrassing you and some of the things they say when they're younger or scream.
Because they're accusing you of embarrassing them.
Yes, because that later on, that is the big payoff, is that you're the biggest source of humiliation in their life. But, you know, usually they'll be like, why is that man so fat? is that woman a witch? Or Jews. And you're like, it's juice. Please say juice. And that actually happened to me in the Whole Foods in New York City. My kids, I had these two blonde children. They were, you know, screaming for Jews. They were demanding Jews in a way that would lead you to believe they've been delivered Jews before. And so you're like, please, it's Jews. And then you're like addressing fellow, you know, people in the grocery store. You're like, they like Jews, not Jews. I mean, they love Jews. You know what I mean? They get that from me. I'm a Jew lover. So it's just like, but I love doing that joke because there is something of that people, it's such a disruptive thing to just bark out.
Yes,
it is. So, and to relieve that tension is, I think, we all need it. Well, we especially need it
now. Speaking as one of them, Jim, I laughed very hard at that joke last night, as did my wife.
Oh, good.
Oh, my gosh. That was great. But there are many other moments that you're talking about, fatherhood and obviously being married to someone for two decades that hit home.
Yeah,
for the two of us sitting in those chairs last night.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, it was fantastic. It really was. And so you're Barely Alive tour dates, May 31st and June 1st. You're in Nashville, Tennessee. And then in June, you're in both Saratoga, California, and Napa, which is great. JimGaffigan.com for tickets and more dates. Father Time Bourbon, the Netflix is a Joke Festival. That was a blast. And then Unfrosted.
Yeah.
Bill Burr is JFK, right?
I know. It's
Holy
amazing.
Cow. Oh, my God. That was hilarious.
And by the way, this is the type of movie. I know that like college kids will get stoned and watch it and it'll appreciate it on a different level. But it is one of those, because I've seen it a couple times, that you'll see it again. You're, oh, my gosh, Kyle Dunnigan was unbelievable. Oh. And just the different little, there's so many Easter eggs in the movie that you pick up on multiple viewings.
Then Hugh Grant is Tony, as the English actor who's losing his mind playing Tony the Tiger.
My God, what a character! You got to get. Have you had him on this show?
No, I have not.
He's a blast.
What? Give me a good one. What's a good Hugh Grant story?
Well, he is like, you know, there are. First of all, he's this contrast of British. Like he's the most British guy, mm-hmm. meaning he is elegant and erudite, but he's also engages in this contrarian. He can be impolite. He can be, you know, like you'd be like, Hugh, how are you doing? He goes, horrible. I'm doing absolutely horrible. And he does it so he's a disruptor. He reminds me of a stand-up. He just says things to kind of see how people react. So he'll come into a restaurant. I was in a restaurant with him once, and this woman was like, can I help you find a table? He goes, well, I hope that's your job. You should be able to. You know what I mean? And this woman's like, holy cow. But he does it. But he has this masterful charm, right?
Yes.
But he's a blast. So you have to have him on.
So he's a 007 assassin just trying to...
Yes. He's like,
take you off your game.
He's a mega talent. And also, you know, seeing in restaurants, you just see women melt around when he walks by.
Oh, yeah. I bet. So, again, that's available right now on Netflix, Unfrosted. It's a lot of fun. And thank you for this, man.
Of course.
Thank you for signing it. We're going to have this on display here. If that's good for you.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, fantastic. So we'll be drinking.
Oh, yeah.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Mm-hmm. That's right? For sure. Thanks for coming on here.
Thank you.
You don't make it out here to Los Angeles.
No, I appreciate you.
Jim Gaffigan, everybody. Check it out on Twitter and Instagram, and then Unfrosted, Father Time Bourbon, and then jimgaffigan.com for tickets and more dates for this man. Back here to wrap up the show and send you to your weekend in a moment.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen. Afford Anything talks about how to avoid common pitfalls, how to refine your mental models, and how to think about how to think.
Paula, while certainly you can mess up on $1 million a year, it is far less likely than it is on $30,000 a year.
Right.
I would meet wonderful people that were struggling with a budget that was super tight. It was 100%. You need to make more money.
Make smarter choices and build a better life.
Afford Anything, wherever you listen.
This is a little early. I don't do lunch martinis. But
so you're pouring a martini now into the martini shaker.
I poured just a little in. It looked like there may have been
some ice in it.
But you won't complain. Don't send the drinks back.
We just need to. The olives are already in the glasses.
Don't bruise it. Some people at home, what about stirring? There's a great bar called the Edmund over on Melrose. They like to stir. I like that. I like to shake a little bit.
So, are you more like Bond, shaken, not stirred, or you're?
I prefer actually bruising the vodka, making it ice cold.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
These are vermouth washed glasses. We had put a little vermouth in there earlier.
Okay.
And then
pouring it out.
Why don't you take that one? This is my friend Rich Eisen. Are we toasting? I just want to toast you. Seeing you again, you want to toast the Espen, correct?
We are toasting to ESPN's 40th anniversary.
Oh.
There is a big event going on this weekend. My invitation is probably where yours is right now.
Yeah.
So we just figured, why not just do it ourselves?
What a nice thought.
You know what I mean? I haven't seen you in a very long time.
My arm's getting sore.
I know. Here it goes. I like to toast. I haven't seen you in a long time, Craig, and I've been cultivating this caper to try and get you come on this show.
What if I only do your show? I'd love to just do that because I like you're smooth and natural. Did I compliment you? I like Rich.
There you go.
I like Rich.
Okay.
Let me just see what this is because the ice was sitting there.
Cheers to you.
Nice to see you.
Cheers to you.
Nice to finally meet you.
Cheers.
It's watered down. Don't say anything. It's watered down. But let's pretend it's not. This is what I say at a bar or restaurant, the Big Four up in San Francisco and Knob Hill. I take a sip. Mm-hmm. I go like this. I go, this is the greatest moment of my life.
Craig Kilborn's return engagement next Tuesday.
Ow.
Back here on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH, number to dial, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Alan Dallas has been hanging on forever and a day. How you been, Albert? What's going on?
Wonderful. Great shows last couple of days.
Thanks,
gentlemen.
Pal.
It was fantastic. I noticed that... Did Gaffigan look a little higher in his seat or no?
No, we have not adjusted the set.
He's a tall fella.
It's kind of difficult when Jerry Seinfeld immediately deconstructs your home in front of your face in live television and radio and then proceeds to then say, don't touch it. So
I'll tell you, him and he was dead on. Him and Larry David are not opposite. They are the same person.
No doubt.
One's got a better lettuce on top. So, you know, the reason why I was calling, Richard, I wanted to take you back to 1994 when you were a well-coiffed young buck out of Staten Island.
I had the wisp.
You had hair in 94, you know, yep. Like a much more coiffed hair. And you were in the foreign land of Redding, California.
That's correct, Al.
And there were three things on the television or making news in at that time. You stole my thunder a little bit. O.J. Simpson was in the news.
Mm-hmm.
New York Rangers were in the news. And the New York Knicks were in the news. come to 2024, OJ's dead, and the Rangers and the Knicks are hot as can be. This is a fantastic time. I want you to embrace that, Richard. Mm-hmm. I know you're secretly a Ranger fan, and I want you to come back to the Knicks, even though you do have legitimate gripes with them. This is the time. This is a great time to be a New York sports fan.
I'm back. I'm back. No, I'm back. And Brunson brought me back. And so did the Nova Knicks. And so did the, you know, Leon Rose front office. In what they did, these moves. I mean, Bogdanovich, I don't know if he'll be able to come back for the second round series.
He had surgery.
Yeah, it's doubtful, gone. Right? I mean, it's entirely doubtful that we're going to see him anytime soon. But, the Anunoby move was amazing. He's remarkable. And everything else that they've made. And I think the best thing that could have happened for the Knicks is the Sphere. Because I think that might have taken Dolan's eye off of the round ball in New York and let everybody do that while he's figuring out how to make the Sphere as great as it is. And it's awesome. I'm not just saying that. Maybe that's it. I don't know. They just let these.
It's incredible. It's the Villanova. You said, you know, you half joked about the St. John's guys, and like I said, you know, you or I are you know, in the same wheelhouse here. St. John's fans rooting for three Villanova guys. These Villanova guys, this kid Hart, this is John Starks on steroids. This guy's getting 14 rebounds a game as a guard.
He's been amazing.
It's insane. This team, this is what NBA. I know Brockman and TJ are big, you know, NBA guys, and you know you follow it, and I watch it occasionally. But this is NBA. This is what we grew. You know, this was in our wheelhouse, Rich. This is what we watched. This is what we loved. The Knicks are just. It's really just. I'm watching it driving around on the freeways. I got my phone. I'm watching it on my phone just because I'm in between things. It's got me addicted again.
When you say in between things, I hope it's not bumpers, Al. I mean, my God, what the hell is happening?
Red lights.
Did you hear this? What the hell? I mean, Al, put the phone down. You know, just listen on the Bluetooth.
I tell my children, Richard, do as I say, not as I do.
Attaboy.
You're just not gaffing it on. You were talking about fatherhood and you left things all over the place, and I still do to this day. So, but yeah, I'm pumped up, man. This is great. This is fantastic.
Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. That's Alan Thanks. Dallas. Basketball time, tickets. Get them right now for the playoffs in time for round two and beyond, right on Game Time, because it's an authorized ticket marketplace for basketball, making getting playoff tickets even faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to tip off. So keep that in mind for Game 7 here in Los Angeles, TJ, if the mood strikes and things happen for you positively this evening. We'll see what happens. Last minute deals save up to 60% off buying last minute for sports, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. There's flash deals, which means you could save even more with exclusive in-app deals on select seats ahead of the game or event. It is awesome. There's so many different ways that you can buy tickets using Game Time to take the guesswork straight out, especially buying playoff basketball tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, use our code RICH for $20 off your first purchase. Restrictions apply. Visit GameTime.co for terms. Again, create your account, redeem our code RICH, $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guarantee. His name was invoked earlier. Jeff in Detroit, back here on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Jeffrey?
My true cousins, I just want to thank you guys for the love that you showed Detroit. You guys did a heck of a show. Everybody and at the Rich Eisen Show is top notch. Don, James, Liz, RJ, I mean the whole crew just showed so much love. And you guys made my dreams come true. Meeting Aiden Hutchinson was probably the highlight of my weekend. The savior of Michigan and Lions football. You guys are truly the best.
How big is he in person, Jeff? Right?
Oh, my God. Listen, it's so funny because I'm sitting at the table and I look up and I'm like, who is this figure over my shoulder? I look up and he's smiling down at me like, oh. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy is the awesomest person in the world.
Just like that, yeah.
It's great.
It was great. And it was great to see you, Jeff. Yeah, and it was great to see awesome. The city as it looked and the red carpet rolled out, you know, and then the first person to say what up, Doe, to us being you in the airport. It was great.
That was a moment.
It was a moment. That was great. It was really great for all of us to meet you.
I love you guys. I love everybody there. The Rich Eisen Show rocks.
Right back at you. Take care, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff, be good,
Jeff
man.
In Detroit. Yeah, when he came up to us, it was a celebration.
Like, you were so legitimately happy when you turned around. Like, you jumped up in the air and ran to Jeff. It was amazing.
Well, you're like, who's your driver? Well, it was Jeff. I'm like, is it Jeff?
Yeah, and then I read off the number.
And I was like, that's like, what's the number?
And then when I called, because we were wondering, do we meet at the...
Like downstairs or where we were at.
Right. Yeah. You know what I mean? Do we meet at baggage claim or not? We didn't check any bags.
Right.
And so I'm like, it sounded like him.
Yeah,
and
that's
was
the funny
him.
Part. You were like, well, it did sound like
it
him.
It sounded like Jeff
and
in Detroit.
And he just turned around and he was there.
Hey! There it was. What a week.
What a week. Uncle Rich Eisen on his pad there.
We had a great week right here on the Roku channel. Oh. Thanks for taking this show in. We'll be back to wrap things up on the Roku channel in a moment. If not, we'll chat Monday.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker.
Although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord. We get it. They have chemistry.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.